News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Former President Trump's lawyers are citing the First Amendment in Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Van Der Veen argued Trump's comments at a January 6th rally were covered by free speech protections. The massive rally near the White House preceded the violent, deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol. Van Der Veen slammed arguments from House impeachment managers that Trump incited the Capitol attack. Asylum seekers who were forced to remain in Mexico will be allowed to cross the border and wait for their court hearing in the U.S. under a new policy being rolled out 1 week from today. Texas Democratic Border Congressman Henry Cuellar said there will be protections for COVID.
They'll have a staging area. They'll do medical screening, make sure that there are negative. And if they're positive, they have to wait in Mexico before they can come in.
This new policy is part of the Biden administration's promise to end parts of the controversial Trump-era immigration programs. Huge tent cities have formed in northern Mexico due to the migration protection protocols. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
Government scientists estimate the coronavirus reproduction rate has fallen below one across the UK. Figures from the Office for National Statistics also suggest the number of people getting infected is falling. Professor Tim Spector, who's an epidemiologist at King's College London, said the figures were encouraging.
If we project ahead to the 8th of March, when in theory, if all's well, we might be able to release some of the schools, we're looking at rates of around 3,500 cases a day. Which is less than one in 500 people with the virus, which I think would be acceptable to start gently removing some of these restrictions.
Official figures indicate the UK economy shrank by a record 9.9% last year, more than doubling any previous contraction. The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, said the economy had experienced a serious shock and pledged to offer more support in the March budget. Sarah Hewen from Standard Chartered Bank said the damage was major despite some bright spots.
We have been able to use online shopping online and working online to continue to keep the economy going, but we shouldn't, sort of underestimate how bad a hit to the economy this has been. And certainly by comparison with other countries, it was pretty much three times as bad as it's been in the US, for example.
The former trustees and chief executive of the children's charity Kids Company, which collapsed in 2015, have been cleared of wrongdoing by the High Court. A judge ruled Kids Company might have survived had it not been for unfounded allegations of criminal activity. Lawyers for Donald Trump have told his impeachment trial that Democrats are trying to censor and cancel the former president and his supporters. They've insisted he didn't incite last month's riot in Washington because the attack on the Capitol had been pre-planned. Mr. Trump's lead counsel, David Shern, gave these opening remarks.
Throughout the course of today, my colleagues and I will explain in some detail the simple fact that President Trump did not incite the horrific, terrible riots of January 6th. Will demonstrate that, to the contrary, the violence and looting goes against the law and order message he conveyed to every citizen of the United States throughout his presidency, including on January 6th.
Justin Timberlake's apologized to his former girlfriend, Britney Spears, after a documentary led to criticism of comments he'd made about her in the past. The singer said he wanted to take accountability after clips showed him discussing their sex life. Tennis, and the defending Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic has said he doesn't know if he'll be fit to play on. He suffered an injury during his five-set win.
Donald Trump's legal team is ripping the impeachment case against him as politically motivated hatred, part of a Democratic witch hunt. Trump's lawyers say he played no role in inciting last month's Capitol riot, that his call for supporters to fight like hell at a rally before the insurrection was standard political rhetoric.
They're fighting, but I'm fighting. We're both fighting.
We will fight back. We're not going to just take this lined up.
I'm just going to keep the fight up.
In airing a video montage, Michael Van Der Veen says Democratic senators and impeachment prosecutors alike have used the same language.
No human being seriously believes that the use of such metaphorical terminology is incitement to political violence.
He says Trump encouraged peaceful protest of the election results, and a violent few hijacked the event before attacking the Capitol. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Introducing Peak.
Donald Trump's lawyers will present their defense today after saying the Senate cannot convict him because he's already out of office. The Senate voted earlier this week the trial is constitutional, and lead House prosecutor Jamie Raskin says Republicans have to get past that.
They must let this constitutional jurisdictional argument go.
But Marco Rubio says the trial's still improper.
I believe it sets a very dangerous precedent.
Just six Republicans had voted to move ahead with the trial, and Mike Braun says the prosecution's arguments did nothing to change that.
I don't think so.
17 Republicans would have to join all Democrats to convict the ex-president. And Trump lawyer David Schoen says one thing is clear.
He should not be convicted, I'll tell you that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for former President Trump are laying out their defense in his Senate impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vanderveen saying,
this unprecedented effort is not about Democrats opposing political violence. It is about Democrats trying to disqualify their political opposition. It is constitutional cancel culture.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for more details following a report showing Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration intentionally withheld the number of coronavirus nursing home deaths. The New York Post reporting that a top Cuomo aide told Democrats this week that the decision was made due to concerns those numbers could have been used against Cuomo's administration by the Department of Justice. De Blasio making his comments during a weekly radio show. You're listening to USA Radio News. There is strong condemnation from the U.S. State Department over China banning the BBC World News broadcast.
Beijing has been upset with the BBC for its coverage of the pandemic and about China's human rights abuses. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the actions of Beijing.
We absolutely condemn the PRC's decision to ban BBC World News. The PRC maintains one of the most controlled, most oppressive, least free information spaces in the world. It's troubling that as the PRC restricts outlets and platforms from operating freely in China, Beijing's leaders use free and open media environments overseas to promote misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are nearly 1,000 known coronavirus variant cases in the United States, including the UK and South Africa strains. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden ends an emergency declaration.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors on Friday to discuss a coronavirus stimulus plan. Biden saying the most important thing is giving states the capacity to deal with the virus in their states.
But equally consequential is the need to help the states economically in terms of everything from unemployment to being able to make sure that they're able to get kids back in schools. And
for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Average weight loss 15.4 pounds in first 2 months. For guarantee, cancel within first 14 days. Discount with 2 months of auto delivery. Food charge and ship.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are now making their case in the Senate impeachment trial. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports they say the proceedings are part of a witch hunt that has lasted 4 years.
Lawyer Bruce Castor called Trump's second impeachment an appalling abuse of power and divisive. Castor said that, quote, no thinking person could seriously believe that Trump's January 6th speech on the Ellipse could incite an insurrection.
The article of impeachment now before the Senate is an unjust and blatantly unconstitutional act of political vengeance.
Castor urged the Senate to reject a conviction. Impeachment managers say Trump's defense team is trying to distract from his behavior. Trump's lawyers are expected to take 3 to 4 hours for their presentation. That will be followed by questions from senators. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
School administrators, teachers, and parents are expecting clearer guidance from the CDC this hour on how public schools can reopen safely during the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden's under growing pressure to deliver on his promise to reopen schools safely within his first 100 days in office. Well, based on what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this week, a school would be considered open even if it's only holding 1 day of in-person learning. Well, the strain many parents have been feeling for months is on display in San Francisco, where the city attorney is now asking a judge to force the school district to reopen schools. Julia McAvoy of member station KQED reports some parents' groups complain it's unfair that their kids are forced to remain in distance learning after many private and charter schools in San Francisco were able to bring their students back on campus.
The injunction by City Attorney Dennis Herrera comes on top of a lawsuit he filed last week claiming the district is violating students' state constitutional right to attend school. Herrera says San Francisco schools should be forced to reopen to prevent further harm to students' mental health due to virtual learning. But Reza Ebner, who teaches in one of the neighborhoods hardest hit by COVID-19, for NPR News, I'm Julia McAvoy in San Francisco.
On the COVID-19 vaccination front, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says today the city will run out of vaccines for people getting their first of two doses.
Unfortunately, it means that we will have to temporarily close Dodger Stadium and the other four non-mobile vaccination sites for 2 days on Friday and Saturday.
The mayor says people scheduled to receive their second doses will get them. You're listening to NPR News. An Israeli city that's had high rates of coronavirus infections has tripled its low vaccination numbers. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports officials did this by throwing a party on Thursday.
The ultra-Orthodox Jewish city of Bnei Brak has Israel's second highest number of infections and has struggled to convince residents to vaccinate. So the city threw a vaccination party till midnight Thursday. The main draw was the free cholent, a beloved Jewish stew of meat, beans, and potatoes. The city made a big vat of it. And vaccinations were triple the usual daily rate. Israel is aiming to be the first country with a majority of its citizens vaccinated against COVID-19. But vaccine hesitancy among ultra-Orthodox Jews complicates that goal. Now some clinics are opening special kosher vaccination stations just for Orthodox men and women.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump told the U.S. Senate he is the target of unconstitutional vengeance, and senators should reject his impeachment for inciting insurrection. This at the opening of the defense case Friday. Attorney Michael Van Der Veen said, quote, like every other politically motivated witch hunt the left has engaged in over the past 4 years, this impeachment is completely divorced from the facts, the evidence, and the interest of the American people, end quote, he said, adding, the Senate should promptly and decisively vote to reject it, end quote. Democratic impeachment managers rested their case Thursday after 2 days of often emotional presentations. In a sign they want to get to a Senate vote as quickly as possible, Trump's lawyers say they will use as little as 3 or 4 hours to state their own case, when under the rules they are allowed up to 16 hours spread across 2 days. The Senate could have a final vote as soon as Saturday. Russia's main Kremlin critic, Alexei Navalny, was back in court Friday for allegedly defaming a World War II veteran after being ordered to prison in another case that sparked global outrage and mass protest in his country. The hearings came a little over 1 week after the 44-year-old opposition leader was sentenced to serve nearly 3 years in jail. The anti-corruption campaigner is accused of describing people, including the 94-year-old veteran, who appeared in a video promoting Kremlin-backed constitutional reforms as, quote, the shame of the country, end quote, and traitors last June. The charges currently carry a maximum penalty of 2 years behind bars. Meanwhile, Russia says it needs to be ready to respond if the European Union imposes harsh sanctions on the country over Navalny's arrest and jailing. This is VOA News. The UN's top rights body demanded Friday that Myanmar's military restore civilian rule and immediately release Aung San Suu Kyi. In a resolution adopted without a vote, the 47-member Human Rights Council called for, quote, the immediate and unconditional release of all persons arbitrarily detained, end quote, and, quote, the restoration of the elected government, end quote. Traditional allies of the Myanmar military, China and Russia, meanwhile, disassociated themselves from the consensus, as did Venezuela, Bolivia, and the Philippines. Earlier in the day, supporters of the ousted Myanmar leader clashed with police as hundreds of thousands joined nationwide pro-democracy demonstrations in defiance of the junta's call to halt mass gatherings, just a day after Washington slapped sanctions on the generals who led the takeover. The world should be prepared for the coronavirus to continue to circulate long-term despite the rollout of vaccine. That, according to the head of the European Union's EDC Health Agency, telling AFP Friday. The head of the Stockholm-based European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said in an interview, quote, it seems more likely that it would stay. It seems very well adapted to humans, end quote, she said. While vaccines dramatically reduce the risk of contracting the illness caused by COVID-19, scientists have not yet established with certainty whether vaccines also reduce transmission of the virus. Europe's drugs regulator said Friday it had launched a real-time review of CureVac's COVID-19 vaccine to speed up potential approvals and bring more shots to the region reeling from a surge in infections. The European Union hopes to start giving out money from its coronavirus economic recovery fund before the end of the summer. The first batch of Pfizer's vaccine arrived in Japan, media reported, with official approval expected within days as the country races to control a third wave of infections ahead of the Olympic Games. Algeria's president returned to Algiers Friday after a one-month stay in Germany, where he underwent surgery following post-COVID-19 complications in his foot, state television said. The 75-year-old had been hospitalized in Germany last year after contracting the coronavirus and stayed there for 2 months. Major League Baseball's delayed Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be a made-for-television event and not held at its traditional outdoor location this summer. Tens of thousands of fans were expected to descend upon the quaint village of Cooperstown in the U.S. state of New York this July for the ceremony, which was canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.
Senate impeachment trial against him, politically motivated hatred, part of a Democratic witch hunt. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Trump's lawyers say he played no role in inciting last month's Capitol riot, that his call for supporters to fight like hell at a rally before the insurrection was standard political rhetoric.
They're fighting, but I'm fighting. We're both fighting.
We will fight back. We're not going to just take this lined up.
I'm just going to keep the fight up.
In airing a video montage, Michael Vanderveen says Democratic senators and impeachment prosecutors alike have used the same language.
No human being seriously believes that the use of such metaphorical terminology is incitement to political violence.
He says Trump encouraged peaceful protest of the election results, and a violent few hijacked the event before attacking the Capitol. Sagar Magani, Washington.
We expect to hear guidance later today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about returning to school. President Biden has been meeting with governors and mayors about schools and other coronavirus-related issues.
I think the federal government has a major role to play here, but these are the folks that are on the ground dealing with it every single solitary day. And they see the pain and they see the successes when they occur. And what I really want to know about is what should that the recovery plan, should we have more or less of anything in it?
Some Republican governors were there. The president is pushing for Republican support for his $1.9 trillion economic relief bill. The head of the World Health Organization says the drop in confirmed coronavirus cases around the world is encouraging, but has cautioned against relaxing restrictions. White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has been suspended for a week without pay. He reportedly issued a sexist and profane threat to a journalist trying to cover his relationship with another reporter. This is AP News. United Nations agencies say more than 2 million children in Yemen, 5 and under, are expected to endure acute malnutrition.
The UN study warns nearly 1 in 6 of those kids, 400,000, are at risk of death due to severe acute malnutrition this year, a significant increase from last year's estimates. Compounding the crisis, around 1.2 million pregnant or breastfeeding women in Yemen are also projected to be acutely malnourished this year. A lack of funds is hampering humanitarian programs in Yemen as donor nations fail to make good on their commitments. The writers urge stakeholders to end the years-long conflict that's brought the Arab world's poorest country to the brink of famine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Yoshiro Mori has resigned as the president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee after sexist comments made last week. He said women talk too much. It comes just over 5 months before the postponed Olympics are to be held in Tokyo in the middle of a pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Pretty much everyone's spending more time at home these days. Maybe that means catching up on your favorite podcasts or doing more cooking and baking. If your winter could use some spicing up, Stop and Shop has ideas that might surprise you, like adding crispy, savory baked kale.